it's very important to separate the outcome of various therapies from the risk. I think the problem has been that we just haven't always found the best therapy to deal with the patient who's identified as having the risk. But I really think that after myocardial infarction, it's important to get an ejection fraction. And if the ejection fraction is low, I think it's important to look at some other things. But the risk of PVCs and especially non-stained ventricular tachycardia hasn't diminished. They still are independent risk factors for sudden cardiac death. If you take these patients to the laboratory and they have inducible ventricular tachycardia, you can't suppress them with drug therapy. They seem to be at very high risk. And their data would suggest that the implantable defibrillator is best therapy. But the real point is you got to look for these patients because there are options that can help.